waking them up. Power up there on a Saturday morning at Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. Here at Rosie on the House, we show up every Saturday morning like we have been doing for 28 years to become your weekend wake-up tradition. And we clear the lines here as we finish the landscape and gardening hour last hour. We've cleared the lines at top of the hour. And there were a couple calls. You had a call there from Tucson. He wanted to know a plant that would get rid of snakes.
Yes.
Now, what did you advise?
Well, I said, hang tight. We'll see if we can get you an answer.
Oh.
And he hung up.
Oh, okay. Well, we'd have to get with Fish and Game on that, I think. Game and Fish. Anyway, so we've cleared the lines, and it's open hour right here, 9 to 10 o'clock, where we take any question you have about any project you're either trying to do yourself or you've got multiple quotes and you've got questions on it, or you want to know how to proceed, how to get it started, or maybe you want to know how to get it finished. Maybe it's a project that's been started just a wee bit too long. Well, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. We come every Saturday morning to help the Arizona homeowners. It's our vision statement at Rosie on the House that we would like to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And that if you own a home or if you want to own a home, that you wouldn't touch your home until you contacted us at Rosie on the House. We are an absolutely free service to all homeowners. We've been doing this show for 28 years. I don't know how many programs that is. That's somewhere in the neighborhood of over 1,000 shows. I don't know how many hours. Some years the show was 2 hours long. Some years the show was 3 hours long. Now the show is 4 hours long. How many hours of answering Arizona homeowners' questions does that accumulate? I'm not sure. But I do know this. Those questions were asked, we post the correct answer to on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. You can find that under the tab DIY, which stands for Do It Yourself, Q&A. If there's anything you're trying to get done, regardless of the category, regardless if it's under the foundations or on top of the roof or anything in between. You can also jump on our podcast tab and listen to any prior shows. You can also find a trusted partner. If you're not into doing it yourself, we've put together a team of 150 contractors throughout the state of Arizona that we have screened to be the best of the best in each category. We're trying to grow that still throughout the state. We need an electrician down in Tucson. We need a floor covering contractor down in Tucson. Air conditioning and heating contractor up in Yavapai, Coconino County. Coconino County, of course, we have interstate service in the Flagstaff area, but we need a good air conditioning contractor for Prescott. So,
and if you're a handyman just about anywhere in the state, and you're licensed.
Oh, man.
And you can make it through the screening process. And our screening process over the years with technology has just gotten tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. And we're very proud of that, but it can make finding the right person the challenge. But that's what it takes to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. But if you're a pretty good guy, honest guy, hardworking, and you're licensed and you're a handyman, we've got work for you.
Yeah, reach out to us at rosieonthehouse.com. Or if you're a homeowner that has a contractor you'd like to recommend, send us their name and number. We'll see if we've got a hole for them in our schedule. We're not trying to be the biggest referral network in the state. We are the best, as voted by Arizona homeowners for the last 7 years, and we want to keep it that way. Not the biggest, but the absolute best. And so we don't add. I don't know what's on the waiting list, Romy. About 600 contractors waiting to get on.
Oh no. I would have to look that up again, but that's in the thousands.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I don't know how many of them are still in business because we haven't had an open forum for a long time, and occasionally we'll go back and be like, oh, yeah, no, I retired.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I sold that company.
So we screen them pretty tight, and you may have made the mistake of using another referral directory and had a complaint or a problem with one of the contractors, and come to find out you have no recourse and no avenue of pursuing a settlement of the issue. Well, you do it, Rosie, on the house, because anytime any one of our contractors have less than a shining moment and you're frustrated or aggravated with them, that notice comes straight across my desk, usually collected by my sweet daughter, Julia, generally comes in by phone or internet. We hand that to someone designated in the corporation that is a homeowner relations expert. We get in touch with the contractor, we get in touch with the homeowner, and we assure it gets resolved fairly. I'm the final judge, jury, and executioner on that. And there are some homeowners that just aren't fair. I will have to say that. There are times I've had to say, look, homeowner, this work was done perfectly well, you know. Take a chill pill. You're looking for something that just isn't achievable. So that's just a portion of the way that we are committed to becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And then we have this show every Saturday morning that we invite you to call. And we have Lori and Tony on hold right now, but we still do have an open line if you'd like to jump in. We'll get to as many calls as we can. It is a live call-in interactive talk show, 1-888-767-4348. Other ways that we reach out and touch people, of course, every Friday on our flagship broadcast affiliate, KTAR in Phoenix, we've got the Friday blog that you can get to by texting 411-923.
I think you have to text Rosie to 411-923, and then that cues them to text you when that blog is posted live.
You are exactly right. Thank you very much. We have a weekly article down in Tucson in the Arizona Daily Star. Generally, what we post to the Daily Star are questions that we get from the Pima, Santa Cruz, Cochise County area and Pinal County as well. So it's questions coming from Southern Arizona that we write and answer to. Green Valley News on Friday, yesterday, you saw an article on kitchen faucets and the different innovations that are out in that particular arena right now. We're also in the Casa Grande Dispatch. So we cover the state every way we can. But one of the things we do is take phone calls. And Roman, it looks like you've got a whole pile of internet inquiries here. We get flooded this week, it looks like.
Oh, all every week.
Okay.
Well, we just don't always get interesting questions for on air, or questions that are too complicated to simply address on air. But we'll get to a couple of them.
Let's jump online. Lori calling from Gilbert. Good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well. What's your question?
I have a quick plumbing question for you. We are interested in relocating the laundry room in our house, and that would require us to put the plumbing in the attic. And we've been told that's not a good idea because we'll never get any cold water.
Well, that's basically true.
Okay.
Once we have to relocate, when we built houses in Arizona back in the 60s and 70s, we put the plumbing underground, underneath the slab. Many times by now, that copper, for one reason or another, has penetrated a leak in it. And the only way we have to deal with that, Lori, is to move the plumbing all up in the attic.
Like economical way.
Yeah, right, right.
You can do some underground
trenching
and water shooting, and it's...
Yes.
You're going to pay for it, though.
And... Okay. Every one of those homes that we have to replumb that way, like you're going to have to replumb, does incur the problem of getting cool water in the summer. There are things you can do to offset that in the way of insulating lines and whatnot, but it is not, it's hard to completely eliminate itself. I'll tell you, one creative listener did tell me of a solution he has in the summer. He actually has two water heaters sitting side by side each other. And one of them is the cold water line dumps in there, and it's a 45-gallon tank. Of course, the hot water heater's turned off, and all it is a water cooling tower. It just allows the warm water to come in, sit in the tank in the air-conditioned house for a little while, and then that serves the rest of the house, which I thought was pretty creative. So if you're
so
just
he,
dead
he has
set.
He a water heater in his house?
Two of them.
Oh. I don't know if they have room for that. So
yeah,
maybe this is a different idea for us.
It does take a little bit of room. It does. Or you could do a holding tank, like as if you were on a well. You could do a pressure tank. Would accomplish the same thing.
Okay.
But you are going to suffer from lack of cool water once you move and relocate your plumbing into the attic.
When you're looking at moving it, what's your ultimate goal here? Can we just go to the back of the house and build a little separate shack and move your laundry out there? And are you trying to get space right there?
Yeah, I'm trying to get space because right now it's in more of like a closet as opposed to a quote-unquote room. And I want to turn that into a pantry because it's right off of the kitchen. And I want to make one of the bedrooms a laundry room, but it's on the other side of the hallway, not the complete opposite side of the house, but the other side of the hallway. Now, we have another option, if my kids would agree, is to turn the bedroom on the opposite wall of the current laundry room into the laundry room, which now is my son's bedroom right now, and it could go in his closet because it's just on the other side of the wall.
That's definitely an option. And look out your back patio. Look out your garage if you've got a door out the garage. Is there a place out there we could just move the washer dryer to the outdoors and put a little shack over it? It'll be a lot less money, and you won't have to relocate the lines up into the attic. Or have your son be the designated laundry man now, and you're paying 10 cents a shirty iron.
There you go. We've got Paul calling from Tucson with an air conditioning question and an open line for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to hear from you at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348.